He'd never know why he stopped. Kelly pulled his scout over to the shoulder without a conscious thought. She hadn't had her hand out, soliciting a ride. She'd just been standing at the side of the road, watching the cars speed past in a spray of highway grit and a wake of fumes. Her posture was that of a hitchhiker, one knee locked, the other bent. Her clothes were clearly well used, and a backpack was loosely slung over one shoulder. Her tawny, shoulder-length hair moved about in the rush of air from the traffic. Her face showed nothing, but Kelly didn't see that until he was already pressing his right foot on the brake pedal and angling onto the loose rock of the shoulder. He wondered if he should go back into the traffic, then decided that he was already committed, though to what he didn't know exactly. The girl's eyes followed the car, and as he looked in his rearview mirror, she shrugged without any particular enthusiasm and walked towards him. The passenger window was down already, and in a few seconds she was there. "Where you going?" she asked. That surprised Kelly. He thought the first question, "Need a ride?" was supposed to be his. He hesitated for a second or two, looking at her. 21, perhaps, but old for her years. Her face wasn't dirty, but neither was it clean, perhaps from the wind and dust on the interstate. She wore a man's cotton shirt that hadn't been ironed in months, and her hair was knotted. But what surprised him most of all were her eyes. Fetchingly gray-green, they stared past Kelly into... what? He'd seen the look before often enough, but only on weary men. He'd had the look himself, Kelly remembered. But even then he'd never known what his eyes saw. It didn't occur to him that he wore a look not so different now. "Back to my boat," he answered finally, not knowing what else to say. And that quickly her eyes changed. "You have a boat?" she asked. Her eyes lit up like a child's. A smile started there and radiated down the remainder of her face, as though he'd just answered an important question. She had a cute gap between her front teeth, Kelly noticed. 40-footer. She's a diesel cruiser. He waved to the back of the scout, whose cargo area was completely filled with cartons of groceries. "You want to come along?" he asked, also without thinking. "Sure." Without hesitation, she yanked open the door and tossed her backpack on the floor in front of the passenger seat. Pulling back into traffic was dangerous. Short of wheelbase and short of power, the Scout wasn't built for interstate highway driving, and Kelly had to concentrate. The car wasn't fast enough to go in any other lane than the right, and with people coming on and off at every interchange, he had to pay attention because the Scout wasn't nimble enough to avoid all the idiots who were heading out to the ocean or wherever the hell people went on a 3-day weekend. "You want to come along?" he'd asked, and she'd said sure, his mind reported to him. What the hell? Kelly frowned in frustration at the traffic because he didn't know the answer. But then there were a lot of questions to which he hadn't known the answers in the last 6 months. He told his mind to be quiet and watch the traffic, even though it kept up its inquiries in a nagging sort of background noise. One's mind, after all, rarely obeys its own commands.